able to do all things is even more than enough for us. Hallelujah. Because he has chosen us to establish us. Praise the Lord. So we say that God has chosen what next? The next thing is that he has a purpose for us to establish us. He will complete what he has started. He does not start a thing and abandon it. Praise the Lord. You know, sometimes we have projects and we abandon it because of lack of funds. But God is not like that. He is God Almighty. He has everything, all the resources that he needs to sustain that thing, whatever he has. Praise the Lord. Whatever he has started. Hallelujah. Let's look at Philippians 1:6. We're going to look at Philippians 1:6. And also Isaiah 46 from 9 to 11. God is enough for me and you. He's enough to do that. Which you think is difficult, which you think is impossible. Philippians 1 says, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in me, he shall do what? Perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. He that has begun a good work, what is that good work? Sometimes we get frustrated. Sometimes we get, you know, discouraged. But I want to let us know that God is able. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's look at Isaiah 46, 9 to 11. Before we go back to Ephesians 3, verse 20. He said, remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the beginning. You know, sometimes we wonder how God, you know, God, it is God that created Esau and Jacob, right? And someone will say, he said, Esau, what happened to Esau? That he loved Jacob. Praise the Lord. God knows the end, because sometimes we are thinking that, oh, you know, sometimes in life, we just see that you give birth to children, you say, this was the one that would give me water to drink. And before you know it, things are changing. Discover that the one that you are even treating, you're not expecting anything from, is the one that will take care of you at the end. Hallelujah. But God knows the end from the beginning. The reason why he will raise one and put another down, he's the one that knows, because he knows the end. Praise the Lord. He knows the end. He's declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. Whatever he has said to do, he will do it. He's no respecter of persons. Hallelujah. I want us to know that it does not matter who you are. Your status is not important in this case. When God has to do something, he will do it. Because there is something that he's looking for in us. Obedience to his word. 46:11 says, calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that has heard my counsel from a far country. Yeah, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have proposed it. I will also do it. He said, the man that executed my word, counsel from a far country, yet I have spoken it, and I also bring it to pass. I have proposed it, I will also do it. He has said it, he will do it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It does not matter how it seems. It does not matter how it looks right now. God is able to do it. He that called you, the Bible says, never sleep nor slumber. You know, Psalm 23 says that the Lord is my shepherd. What is this shepherd doing? He's taking us to where the green pastures are. Hallelujah. He's directing our path to where there is no lack. Will there be obstacle on the way? Yes. Do you know what the shepherd faces? If you know the original shepherd in the shepherds in if you have seen shepherds before, you know, so some of you from Nigeria must have seen them with their cows. You know, sometimes there is you see a dog that is directing the goats. I don't know if you have seen that before. Here, just shepherd the goats to where they will find food to eat. Praise the Lord. Are there obstacles? There are obstacles. The shepherd, you know, there are so many obstacles that the animals are exposed to. Hallelujah. But the shepherd never leaves them. He will always try to protect them. The same thing God as our shepherd does. So many things will happen on the way to that want to happen to us on the way. Things will arise. Obstacles will come. But God is able to do it. Because of he has chosen us for a purpose. That purpose must be established in our lives. Hallelujah. It must be established. You know, he's always providing for us. 2 Corinthians 9:8 and 2 Peter 1:3. We're going to read that. Because he said, God is able to make all grace abound towards you. God is able to make all grace abound towards me. Hallelujah. That he always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Hallelujah. Let's look at 2 Peter 1:3. Then Luke 12, verse 7. We are worth more than the sparrows. You know. Because I know some people will go and, you know, get cats and feed them. But even if you don't feed them, they survive. The cats and the... They survive the birds. They survive. The animals in the forest, they survive. Why? It's not because of both of us. It's not because of me and you. No. Because God has made provision for them to be sustained. Hallelujah. He says, according as his divine power had given unto us all things that pertain unto what? Life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. Hallelujah. Luke 12, 7. Hallelujah. God is able. God is more than enough. That's why when we call him, he answers. But one thing that the devil does, he wants us to feel that God is not there. He wants us to feel that God is not close to us. He wants us to be discouraged so that we can ask him for help. When you are discouraged, what do? When we lose hope, then if we are not careful, we succumb to the devil's principle, to the devil's want, to the devil's requirement. Well, God will help us in the name of Jesus. He said, but even the very hairs of your head are all what? Numbered. Hallelujah. The very hair. I'm looking at Joel's hair. Little Joel here. Praise the Lord. We can all see his hair, right? God is saying that they're all numbers. All of them have numbers. But I can't count it now. Praise the Lord. We can count the locks on our hair, right? We can count, if you braid your hair, you can count. But that, your hair, your natural hair. But God said they're all numbered. He knows. If one, you lose hair. You know some of us, women are always very weak, right? Some hair will be. He still knows the number that left. Praise the Lord. Because it's God. Fear not, therefore, ye are more valued than many sparrows. He said, we are more what? We have more value. So why will he not care? He asked the raven to feed who? Elijah, right? He will still do it. He has not changed. The fact that you have not experienced it doesn't mean that it doesn't happen. Hallelujah. Let's not be discouraged, because God has not finished with us yet. He has not finished with you yet. He has not finished with me yet. He's taking me somewhere. He's taking you somewhere. Praise the Lord. He's taking us somewhere. Hebrews 13:5. He will never forsake us. A lot of things are happening. Some people will say, look at what, I don't know how many of you know, listen to what is going on in the world. He said, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as ye have. For he had said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Do not be discouraged. That need of yours, he will provide. Amen. Amen. That need of yours, he will make a way. He will cause men to favor you in the name of Jesus, because God is able to do all things. If it means raising stone, he will do it. If he made a way in the wilderness, but why will he not make a way? He will make a way. Hallelujah. You know what? Last week I actually took a certification class, actually. So it's supposed to be 8 to 1:30. So I went, and when I got, everything was just going wrong with the class. I've never seen that, you know. And the person that was in charge was apologized. I said, oh, I'm very sorry. There are so many people that are online. I didn't know that, you know. So I'm trying to see how it works, because it was virtual. So normally we go to do it in person. After doing it, you take the test. But this one, because they want to know that you're there, they keep giving tests after every session. So I said, I've never seen this one. We're not hearing. I have to use my phone. It's on computer. I can see everything they're doing, but the voice, the audio is from my phone. So after everything, if I cannot go check my questions, go back to my question to see. Because normally you're supposed to go and look at your questions. What's going on? And I was the first one. I failed it. I can't go back to do it. You know, they did like that. And at the end, I was not happy because, you know, I'm not going to get a certificate. I said, God, have mercy. So me today, I just, you know, because I was supposed to take my husband to the hospital. So we made an arrangement for it just to take it. So I was kind of, I'm telling you, I said, oh God, just take control, because I don't understand this. How can I be here from 8 to 1:30 and this is happening? You know. So as I was in my office 2 days ago, and the person wrote, I said, you have to take this class again. I said, it is, I didn't even get the next email again. Said, a lot of people complained that they had, there was a lot of problem. So I'm sending you the questions to answer. You said it before, answer it and send it before close business day today, so that, you know, we know whether you're going to get this certification. I said, it is well. What do I do? Immediately, I just answered the question, I just sent it back. Immediately, she, you know, she marked it and responded. I said, yes, I'm going to send you a certificate. That is what God can do, because you can be discouraged and frustrated. Somebody they are saying do it again. You know, you're not going to do it if you're frustrated. Do after many hours, you know. So I want to say there's nothing that God cannot do. That's the truth. Because for her sending it to me, some of me, I mean, you know, and saying first he said that you can't, you have to take the class. Then the next email again, you know, the same time you say, oh, okay, answer this question. A lot of people complain that there's problems. So, and answer it. You know, so God does anything. I don't know her. Praise the Lord. She's white, she's not black. I'll say maybe it's from Nigeria or anything. You know, things happen. God makes things, everything work together. Romans 8:28, right? All things work together for good for those that love the Lord. Praise the Lord. You are chosen because you love the Lord. Hallelujah. That's the truth. When we're talking about the chosen. Who are the chosen? The people that love God. Hallelujah. So God is able to do it. There is nothing that God cannot do. So I don't want us to be discouraged, because discouragement can, if I was discouraged and say, I'll just off my computer and I will only see the next message and I will miss it that day. You know, the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. So I don't want us to be discouraged, because God can do anything. You know, discouragement causes a lot of things. I was looking at Jim Jones. I don't know how many of you knows about him. In 1978, where 918 people died. 918 people that he just killed. Why? Because those people were looking for solutions. They had problems. A lot were looking for miracles. Instead of trusting God, they trusted him. Hallelujah. They trusted him. And whatever he asked them, they did it. At the end of the day, he gave them everyone poison to drink. And they all died. Took them to Guyana. If you have heard of Guyana's tragedy, 918 people. If you look at those people, are people that had problems. He started as a church. He was a pastor. Then, I don't know what happened to him. Maybe he wasn't seeing the miracle that he wanted. He started faking miracles. And people that had problems fell prey. There's nobody that doesn't have one issue or the other. But because we trust God, that God will do it. That is the hope that we have, that he will not fail, he will not forsake us. Hallelujah. Amen. People that they will go to heaven. The same thing happened again in 1997, because they were just looking back at the story. What happened? It happened in March 1997. Marshall Applewhite did the same thing. But this time it was 39 people. People that had problems. They felt that, that the world was against them. That's, you know, there is no hope. Some of them were educated. Some of them well educated, some had money. In short, the person that was sustaining them was a very rich man. At the end, he was always telling them that they will go and meet rain in heaven where there is no more pain, no more problems. At the end of the day, he was able to convince them to drink poison so that they would go and, he says, God does not want to come and take them. They want to leave their body on earth and go. He gave all of them poison, 39. He was the 39th, but 38 people plus himself. It was a problem that drove those people. When the families were crying, A child, her father and mother left her. And they died. Problems. One man was crying that the wife had the, I think it was mental, they felt it was a mental thing that the man would be able to help him. And she died too. Before they died, the husband was convinced that come out of that place. They are not helping you. But they all had faith that they were going to heaven. In fact, he told them that, I don't know what they call, UFO was going to come and pick them. So they were always looking outside. When the UFO did knock and just told them, okay, since it's not coming to take us, then we are going to go by ourselves. Leave our body here and go. 39 people just died. Let's be careful. Some of them, how did people, some people that joined that had problems seeking for help on internet, seeking up on help, they will just get the heaven's gate. It's a cult, they're all cults. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. God is still doing miracles. God is still doing what he did before. He has not changed. That's why Ephesians 3:20 is God is able to do the things that we cannot even imagine. He said, now to him that is able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Do not lose hope. Do not be discouraged, because that's what the devil wants. Problems will come, but you will overcome, because it's the shepherd that is leading you. He's leading us to green pasture. Different problems will come. Some of the people that just, you know, joined because they had divorce, they couldn't handle it. Some people, financial problem. The devil is wicked. He drives people to that point. But those that know their God, they will stand and do exploits. Hallelujah. Because we know that God is not a God that will forsake us. God will never forsake us. He's there, riding with us. When you think that it's not there, he's there. Hallelujah. He's calming the storm. Hallelujah. The woman with the issue of blood had that problem a long time. But when it was our appointed time, things changed. Things changed immediately. That suffering was no more. Hallelujah. The same thing God will do for us. If we are not discouraged, holding, looking unto him. If we believe that it is God that has sustained us, it is God that has kept us till this time. Then that same God will see us till the end. Because he's taking us somewhere. He has chosen us to fulfill that purpose. the purpose to reign with him eternally, in eternity. That is where he's taking us. He said, behold, I wish above all things that thou wert prospered, even as thy soul prospered. You know, when I look at the story of the rich man and the poor man, some of us might think, oh, the poor man is, you know, he couldn't go and look for a job. The poor man in the sense that, you know, there are some people that are poor that there is nothing that they can do. There is nothing. He had sores all over. But God made provision for him. You know, as well, going to steal. He did not steal. God made provision for him. The rich man was so foolish that he couldn't see that this man needs help. He has forgotten that God is with him. The Bible did not say that the things that were falling out of his mouth. He said the things that were falling out of his plate. The sore. You know, when it's sore, you know, those of you that are in medical field, when a sore is there for, is it for days, what happens? Bacteria will continue to breed on it if it's not clean, right? But the dog we're licking it to. It's there in the Bible. God makes provision. At the end of the day, God took him to where he was taking him to. Praise the Lord. God will take us to where he's taking us to. See, challenges has no authority over us. It will come, but it has no authority on us in our life, in our destiny. Because where God is taking us to is greater than where we are coming from. Even if God, you know, like I told you, you know, when before we came into this country, I was believing God that God, I need to change my situation. Hallelujah. God calls somebody to help us. Praise the Lord. So God can do it. God that brought me out of nothing. He's still the same God that is doing. Because I know that even where I am now, he's taking me to still a greater place. Hallelujah. It's the same thing for every one of us. The funny thing about life is that the devil is always there, like a roar looking to devour. And if you are scared, it devours you. That's the truth. It's looking for who to destroy. The people, it destroyed them. Now around 18 people died, and they say one third of those people that Gideon killed, he died himself, but one third of them were children. One third. For the 39 people that died in 1997, they were all adults. Gave them poison. They all bought new shoes that they want to use to enter heaven. God will help us in the name of Jesus. May God help us. Because the truth is that God will not give us problems that we cannot overcome. That's the truth. What you cannot overcome, God will not give it to you. He told the devil concerning Job, do not touch his life. You can touch everything around him, but his life, you have no authority. You have no authority. I want to implore us, do not be discouraged, because that's what the devil wants. We'll talk about thanksgiving today in the Sunday school. The devil doesn't want us to thank God. He doesn't want us to even sing praise. When you are mourning, you are crying, the devil is happy. So he can come and say, You see, I told you that God cannot do it. Better come and be with me. Brethren, this time that we're in, we'll be surprised that some people, you know, you see some people that you never think that they will do ritual killing. Hallelujah. They are involved in it. You'll be surprised. How? Because their conscience is already smeared with the things of that day. It's the devil. They want to serve the it doesn't matter how it is. I want to be rich. I've been serving God. I don't have this. Because that is what the devil has told them. We have to check ourselves. Are we standing? If you're not, the devil will sweep you off. If you're not, the devil can sweep you off. Hold on to him. Unto him that is able to do exceeding above all that we ask or think. Above all. God has helped every one of us. What are you believing God for? Are you praying, talking to God concerning it? I want us to understand, even the teenagers, the youth. Your parents might be telling you, go to church now. Look, it's for your own good. When Jesus comes, you will stand on your own. I'm not going to, your mother is not going to say, your father will say, oh, what happened? They have their responsibility. Children have, the husband and wife, they will not stand together. You are on your own. Praise the Lord. Learn to depend on God now. In the academics, there is nothing that God cannot do. If we ask, he will give to us. Hallelujah. I want us to look at Psalm 37, verse 25. The righteous can never be forsaken. That's why you must hold on to God now. He said, let the holy still behold and the righteous still do right. Behold, I'm coming soon, bringing my recompense to repay everyone for what he has done. I'm the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Hallelujah. Some of us think that it's only in heaven that God will repay us. Praise the Lord. Whatever you sow, you will reap. Do not allow the devil to make you so torn. Psalm 37, verse 25. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Do not be discouraged. Do not allow the devil to take charge of your life just through because of circumstances that we find ourselves. The trouble will not last always. You know, David said, I've been young and now I'm old, yet I've not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg for bread. Beg for bread. Is it by power and might that we are standing? No, it's by his grace that we are standing. By his grace that we are standing. Psalm 34, verse 10. And we're going to read Psalm 132, verse 15. Do allow the devil to take hold of that circumstances because it's looking for something. You know, in some home, I've given that, a lot of us know that testimony. Some home, when the devil sees that, you know, everything is going well, the family, they are in the Lord, the father, mother, bringing up, something will happen. It will cause maybe the father to step on the mother's leg and problem. Things that will not make any sense will start bringing problem to the home. Hallelujah. He said, the lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Those that seek the Lord. Hallelujah. In that Psalm 37, 25, he said, the righteous, brethren, it's time for us to hold on to God. Our faith is very important. I've experienced it. I'm still experiencing it. Because I'm not a Methuselah, right? I'm still experiencing the hand of God upon my life. And we're all experiencing it. 132, which is, I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. He said, when we trust in God, we'll not be ashamed. The righteous, those that seek the Lord, seek Him where we can find Him now. The only thing that will make us not to be discouraged if we do what? Trust in Him completely with no plan B. So that when problems come, instead of saying, God help me, instead of, you go and meet, I don't know, we start telling so many people, that's when those that are not present, I don't want Baba. You know, I was in my office here, where I was. One of our engineers, he's from the West, and he's building a house, and somebody just called him. He put the phone on speaker. I mean, I understand you, but the person was speaking Yoruba to him. He's all from Nigeria, that office then. And he said, was telling him that, look, this house that you are building, you know, I know of a native doctor can do something for you. And when you throw it into that, your compound, thieves cannot come. If they come, snake will start biting them. When I heard it, when he finished talking, I said, I heard what that guy was telling you. I hope you're not going to say no, I'm not going to. I said, those things will start fighting against you. That's inviting the devil into your home. It's true. There are some homes that you cannot even stay, even tenants cannot stay there. Because the things that they put there, if you are invited the devil into that house, it will start fighting anybody that will stay there. And so I said, please, you're going to. He said, no, I'm not going to do that. Because the man said, when I did that in my own household, when our robber came, you know, and they started jumping, they went mad. You know, things that happened, we're thinking, it's real. I'm not talking about, I wasn't in Nigeria, here in the United States. And somebody is saying that. God will help us in the name of Jesus. Don't let circumstances push you to go and do what you're not supposed to do. These people, they were discouraged. They were looking for help. And the devil gave them solution. And the solution was destructive. Because that's what he has come to do. To steal their identity, to steal their life, to destroy it. That's the devil's purpose. He doesn't have any other thing. He knows that he is going to be destroyed. So he's pulling people with him. Hallelujah. Let us look unto the hills where cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord, not from any man. That thing that is happening to you, God will do it. He has done it for me. Praise the Lord. You know, I have my testimony still coming. Hallelujah. For what God has done. Because God has been good. I'm going to tell you. Challenges came, but God has been good. Because God is not a liar. Praise the Lord. So do not get discouraged. Because God is still alive. God is taking you there to where he proposed that he would take you. God will establish you. He did not bring you to this land for nothing. Hallelujah. Some of us did not think that we'd be here. But God brought us here anyway. Because he has a plan for us. He has a plan. He has a plan for our life. Even with basket that they used to bring yourself with drum and lead you all that, you know. God has a purpose. Praise the Lord. Do not be discouraged. Philippians 4:19, we all know that very well. We can quote it. For in times of trouble, what do we do? Our faith is very important. Faith in the Lord. Faith that he will be able to do it. When problem comes, faith. Try it. Try him. He said, in the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. Praise the Lord. Because if at this time you have your body pulled together and you are not trusted in him, what happens when diversity comes? When problems come? Hallelujah. What happens? Our sister was sharing her testimony. I think it's Mrs. Moran Bande has not been able to share her testimony by herself. But her husband shared the testimony. But you do not know the weight of that testimony. Praise the Lord. Until you understand what she went through. But the truth of the matter is, she would have as well been going for pillar to post, sending people, who do you think can help me in this situation where I am? You know, is there anybody that you know? She held on to God. The one that does not disappoint. Praise the Lord. The one that delivers. The one that provides. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Please, let us hold on to God, the author and finisher of our faith. In conclusion, we are going to read Zephaniah 3:17. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Joshua 1:9, which we know. Let's read that quickly. Zephaniah 3:17. And we are going to hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save, he will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love, he will joy over thee with singing. Let's rise on our feet and begin to just thank God even at this time. If there's anything that has made you discouraged, that you have resented God, that you have resented his word, and say, God, I do not know if there is God. I want you to pray at this time. Say, Father, forgive me in the name of, begin to open your mouth. Forgive me in the name of Jesus. And thank him for where he has brought you from. Let's begin to thank him for where he has brought you. There's many things that the Lord has done for us. That you are alive is God. That you are able to stand is God. That you're able to go to the bathroom is God. That you're able to eat. That someone that can't eat through their mouth. That you're supposed to go to the restroom is God. Thank you, Jesus. Do not be discouraged. God is able to do that. God is able to settle you. God is able to change your story. God is able to bring to pass that thing that has hindered you. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you. We bless your holy name, O Lord, because you are able to do all things. You are able to perfect all things. You are able to change our story, O Lord. You are able to meet our needs in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of discouragement, O Lord, we come against it in the name of Jesus. You are Alpha, your Omega, Lord. Father, Lord, from today, O Lord, we surrender our lives to you, O Lord, to be used of you, Lord. Father, continue to lead us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We will not fail, we will not fall in the name of Jesus. Father, we have heard your word, O Lord. Let your word bear fruit in our lives in the name of Jesus. Let us not just be hearers, but doers of your word as well. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.